FEC finance reports show incumbent Congressman Kevin Yoder with about $1.3 million in the bank and challenger Charisse David with about $1.1 million. KU political scientist Patrick Miller says both have plenty of money.
If Charisse David loses this race, it's not going to be because she didn't have the money. Just like if Kevin Yoder loses this race, it's not going to be because he didn't have the money.
Miller says the election will turn on whose message connects with undecided voters in the last weeks and the strength of the campaign's get-out-the-vote operations. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Sam Zeff in Kansas City.